BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.
Hello, I'm Callum Robertson, and this is Entertainment. In this programme, we're going to be taking a look at a new exhibition that has recently opened at London's Victoria and Albert Museum. The exhibition is entitled Leonardo da Vinci, Experience, Experiment and Design. And to tell us about it, I spoke to Teresa Wells, who's one of the curators of the exhibition, which means she's one of the people responsible for organising it, setting it up and looking after it. Throughout her career, she's worked on a number of projects relating to Leonardo, and I first asked her to tell us a little bit about the man and why we're still fascinated by him today.
Well, Leonardo da Vinci was a man who lived during the Renaissance. He was born in 1452 and died in 1519. He's probably most well known as the painter of the Mona Lisa, but he was much more than that. He had a huge interest in the sciences, in the maths. He studied anatomy, human anatomy. He was an engineer. He was interested in military, making military tools for war. And he was a botanist. So he did all sorts of things. And I think that's probably why there's this enduring interest that every generation finds, even today. And every generation finds something new to see, to learn about Leonardo.
Although Leonardo da Vinci is perhaps best known as the painter of the Mona Lisa, he was far more than an artist. He was interested in, studied, and experimented in a wide range of sciences. It's this variety of interests that Teresa believes captures the imagination even today. The exhibition is called Experience, Experiment and Design, and I went on to ask Teresa the significance of those words as the title.
The words are very carefully chosen, the words of the title of the exhibition. What Leonardo believed was that you couldn't understand the world, you could not gain knowledge of the world without actually experiencing it and without actually experimenting with it. What I mean to say is that he believed that you could not understand the world just reading books, and he did not have a classical education himself. He obviously read books, but I think without having a classical education, he was able to sort of think outside the box. He believed very much that you had to learn from the world by sort of experiencing it, and that's what we're tackling in the exhibition. And he experienced that, and he wrote about that in his many thousands of sheets of notebooks that and drawings that exist today. And this exhibition is tackling how he thought on paper and how he demonstrated his knowledge of the world on paper.
The words of the title of the exhibition relate very much to the way that Leonardo worked, how he developed his understanding of the world, not just from reading books, but through experiences and experiments. Teresa said he was able to think out of the box. Now, this is quite a modern expression, which means someone is able to have ideas that are not part of what is already known. He or she can come up with creative, imaginative, and new ideas to solve problems. Many of Leonardo's designs, based on his ability to think out of the box, still exist today, and it's these that form an important part of the exhibition.
BBC LearningEnglish.com.
I went on to ask Teresa about the exhibition. What can people see there, and is it a practical, hands-on exhibition with exhibits people can touch and experiment with themselves? What tool does she say the exhibition uses to illustrate to the public the way that Leonardo thought?
The main core of the exhibition are 60 sheets, drawings and notebooks. They're definitely not hands-on, it's really mind-on. It's really about what was going on inside Leonardo's mind. So it's a very, quite an intense exhibition. But what we've done to sort of help people to understand Leonardo's thoughts is to animate those drawings and to animate really the words that he was writing. And these animations are suspended above the drawings. So you will look down at the drawing, you can read the label, you can examine the drawing, and then above you, you will look up, and there will be a computer-generated animation of the drawing, and you sort of go, hopefully, you say, aha, that's what he's talking about. Because when you look at these drawings, you really wish, you really believe that Leonardo must have wished that they could move. Many of them are really full of motion, and we hope that the animations will show that as well.
Well, because the exhibits are Leonardo's original documents, they are not really hands-on. You can't touch them. But Teresa says they are mind-on. They make you think. And to help visitors to the exhibition understand the drawings, there are computer-generated animations above the exhibits. Leonardo da Vinci Experience, Experiment and Design is at London's Victoria and Albert Museum from the 14th of September 2006 until the 7th of January 2007. That's all from this edition of Entertainment.
BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.